Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Harrison Ashley, Executive Vice President of the National Cotton Ginners Association. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
This is the 30th year of the gin schools. It actually started in Stoneville, Mississippi. Bill Mayfield and National Ginners put this together. Of course, back 30 years ago, there were a lot more gins, and we actually had two different sections running simultaneously at these schools. There were so many students. It was amazing how many students would show up for these sessions.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
There were always three levels, level 1, 2, and 3. One of the things that we really stress in all three of the levels, but especially level 1, is safety in the gin. That's one of the most important things we do at these gin schools, is stress safety to keep our employees safe. Each one of the levels, as you would expect, builds on the previous coursework. Therefore, we always suggest that they start at level 1, which is the basic coursework that actually starts in the gin itself with the running of the gin. And of course, in Stoneville and the other gin labs, we have where you can actually see what is going on in the process. We've cut the ends out of the gin's pieces of equipment and put plexiglass there so you can actually see what the machine is doing. And we think that's very important when you're teaching students about ginning, that they can actually see that process taking place.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
It was very enlightening. When I always looked at the gin, well, you could see the cotton going through the machine, but you never knew what was happening. It was eye-opening when you got to actually see what that piece of equipment was doing to the seed cotton and the pre-cleaning, and also at the gin stand where it's actually separating the fiber from the seed.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Early on in the gin school history, we had a management seminar, and over the years, that thing has evolved and now is a part of the continuing education. Now, the continuing education meets two goals. One is we're able to talk about recent developments or issues that are current in ginning. It also fills another role in that it helps meet the requirements of the certified ginner program, because there is a 12 hours of continuing education credit requirement over the course of 3 years, and we have many of our ginners that come back every year to get their continuing education hours. So that's going on there. It's the reason our numbers in our continuing education program continue to grow every year.